Welcome to Online with the Health Chick. Today's topic is your local farmer's market. And with me is special guest Sharon Yago, guru of the farmer's markets in Florida.
Hi there.
Welcome, Sharon. Thanks for coming. Tell us about yourself and what you do.
I'm having a great time here in Main City. I'm a local farmer's market in High Springs, Florida, which is north of Gainesville in North Florida. I'm also the Buy Local Florida Project Director for the state of Florida. It's a USDA grant-funded program. And then I also sit on the National Board of Directors for the Farmers Market Coalition, a national group of professionals in the industry that actually helps the USDA. We advise the USDA on farmers market issues.
Well, thanks for being here today. It sounds like you're a really busy lady. So let's start first with the Buy Local Florida. What's that all about?
I get the grant-funded program. One of the things that we found in Florida was that there weren't a lot of farmers at markets in many of the areas, especially in Central and South Florida. So one of the things I've been doing is going around the state and encouraging markets to attract farmers, helping them find farmers, helping them figure out how to work with farmers, the special needs that they might have, and then talking to farmers and trying to get them to understand how all the benefits of selling directly to consumers. We also are marketing, are going to be helping markets and farmers market their local products. And we help to facilitate the conducting of a statewide survey of farmers markets to get the first ever economic impact data, just some good statistics, some good hard cash figures on the effect of farmers markets in Florida.
Now, besides oranges, because that's what we're known for here in the Sunshine State, but you were telling me before we started that there's lots of other things that are grown in Florida that I should be able to get. Tell us about some of those foods that I might be able to find at a farmer's market.
Well, anything from avocados and blueberries all the way to zucchini and broccoli and collards and, peaches, actually. You know, in North Florida, we're able to actually grow some peaches that really are comparable to the Georgia peach. Thanks to some research that the University of Florida has done. Beef, dairy, of course seafood. We're known for our wonderful plants. We've got really great fruit trees and bushes and things like that, so you can grow your own fruit at home. Just all kinds of, we really help feed the world, so we really produce some of the best tomatoes, strawberries, things like that, that anyone can find anywhere in the United States.
And as we learned today, which I didn't know, but all of the beef in Polk County is grass-fed. Isn't that interesting?
If only we could get it to the farmer's market, right?
Right. So we do have some of our challenges. So all you farmers out there with grass-fed beef, we want you at our markets. Now let's talk a little bit about the program of bringing seniors and part-time backyard gardeners to market. I found that to be a very interesting concept.
Well, I always get these phone calls, with this, they've either inherited property or they've bought property or, they've always wanted to get back to the land or they have a garden. And, they call me up whenever it's like I've given away all the produce they can give away to their neighbors and their friends, and their friends are sick of them giving them, whatever it is, whether it's oranges or something else. And so they call me up and I say, hey, come sell at the market. If you've got extra produce that you're growing in your backyard or something like that, sell it directly to consumers in your community. The farmer's market's a great place for a small grower to get started. In fact, many of those backyard gardeners have seen the benefits, retirees and things like that, have kind of started a second career by growing and selling at farmer's markets.
Now, Sharon, that's all well and good, and it sounds like that would be fun for a senior to do, but come on, can I make any money selling tomatoes at the market?
Yes, you can, because the thing is, you're not selling wholesale like many of the big farmers are doing. You're selling directly to the consumer, so you can charge premium dollar for your product, especially at a farmer's market, because you picked it that morning, you took it to the market, it's just picked. Where else can you buy a fresh-picked tomato?
Sounds great. So is it hard to do, though? Is there a lot of paperwork?
Not for growers. If you're growing and picking your product and that's all you're doing with it, you're not chopping it, you're not baking it, you're not doing some kind of crazy, processing or value-added thing to it, there's really no legal requirement other than whatever the market requires is to certify that you're a grower in your county for you to come to sell at the community market or to your neighbors or at a fruit stand or anything like that.
Wow, so maybe I'll try and sell some of that stuff I got growing out back. Okay, next question. What if I am a small town like I am here in Haines City, and mm-hmm. I've got a little farmer's market up the corner, and I would like to see more farmers, and I would like to kind of make that like a community hub like they have, you know, out in California and in New York City. What do I do?
Well, you know, if you were looking for farmers, you're going to have to go really to where they are, and that's where the county extension agent comes into play. You need to make friends with your county extension agent, your master grower program, your 4-H program. Those folks are doing agriculture. They're working with farmers, you know, 52 weeks a year. That's the first thing. Look to local local backyard growers, local nurserymen where the nurseries are, things like that. Then also look to your local crafters, your local bakers, your local businesses that might want to participate in your market that have locally produced products that they can bring to the market and they can share with their community. Because really a farmer's market is a microcosm of your community. Everybody can come there. You don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to be real tall. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to really have any specific requirement to come to a market, enjoy yourself, meet people, talk to your neighbors, and everything's affordable.
Now let's talk specifically for a minute about your market in High Springs, because when I think Florida Farmers Market, if you Google that anywhere, you're going to see Sharon Yago, you're going to see High Springs Market everywhere. How did you do it, and what makes your market so special?
Well, how I did it was showing up every week. That's the one thing you, in the farmer's market business, is you just have to keep showing up, even when it's, you know, August and it's hot, even when it's January, especially in North Florida, and it's very cold. You just have to, persistence, keeping it going, networking with your community, keeping the market in everybody's mind. I do a weekly email, I do a weekly fax out to my local businesses. We include our community organizations in our market so that the Girl Scouts always come every year and sell Girl Scout cookies. The first year they didn't do so good, but last year they really did well. In fact, this past year they also sold lemonade, and we helped them afford to take the whole troop on a cruise. So talk about community development there. That's really worked out good. So including, think about people in your community that you can include into the marketplace. That's probably the best thing that you can do for your community, promote your community. You know, my market promotes my entire community. So whatever I do, whatever press releases I send out, I'm promoting High Springs, not just the farmers market.
So it's really an economic development tool for a small Main Street or any small downtown trying to revitalize and rejuvenate, I guess.
That's true, and it's also an incubator for small businesses, for new businesses, to bring new businesses to town. Invite your local entrepreneurs who really want to get started, maybe want to start a new business in town. Have them start at the farmer's market. The rent's low. It's short term. You can come and go in a few hours. You can make friends. People are congregating, and you get your name out real quickly.
Now, I know that sometimes in a small downtown, if you're a merchant, all of a sudden you're saying, hey, wait a minute, I don't want vendors down there that are going to compete with my business. How do you answer that?
It's absolutely not competition. What it is those farmers market customers are really new customers for you. And the market brings you new customers. It's not market takes away your old customers. That's not how it works. Because people are attracted to the market because it's unique and it's special and it's only 4 hours a week. And so you're going to get attracted to downtown people who want a special experience. And one of the things that they're going to want to see is, wow, okay, I've spent 45 minutes at the market, I've looked and seen, I've bought the plants I want, I've bought the produce I want, what else is there to do? And then they're going to start wandering the streets, and they're going to say, well, I want a cup of coffee, I want to have some lunch, I need to buy batteries, I need something from the hardware store, I need something from, you know, the local five and dime, whatever it is. They're going to start looking around for, okay, what else do I need to take care of while I'm in town?
So as a merchant, we should really embrace the farmer's market as a way to get businesses into our shops.
I have people that have rescheduled their beauty shop appointments around the farmer's markets.
Wow.
Because that's the day they come to town. They come to town, they know they got to go to the beauty store, and they know they want to go to the farmer's market.
Hey, if you can get a lady to change her hair appointment, more power to you.
Well, we've done it.
Tell us about some of the special things. Like, I know you do storytelling, and you have some of the restaurants come out and buy stuff and make up stuff right there.
Yeah, a great thing to do is get a local chef from one of your, or cook from one of your local restaurants. Have them come to the market, say, here, pick out some produce, put something together, we'll give you the produce, you cook it up, we'll give it out to the folks, you promote the local products and the local farmers, you support the local restaurant. So it's really a win-win. It's the kind of publicity that they really just can't buy.
Wow. And storytelling?
Storytelling is great. My local librarian is very supportive of our market. She brings out her fantastic kids' stories and sets up a little blanket on the grass, and they do storytelling every afternoon at 4:30 for the younger set.
Now, also, you're doing some pretty high-tech stuff. Tell us about this EBT machine.
Yeah, well, not only EBT, but credit cards, debit cards. Our market now can accept those. And we turn your cash into wooden tokens.
So if I don't have enough cash, I can still shop at your market. How does that work?
Yeah, it's just like anywhere else. We're our own little ATM. You can swipe your card and we'll give you market money that you can only use at the farmer's market, but it never expires. So you swipe your card, we give you our market tokens, and you can go shopping for whatever you need. And the neatest thing is that High Springs got a grant, and now we'll be the first farmer's market in Florida where people with food stamps can come. And just like a credit card, they swipe their card, they get their tokens, and they can go shopping.
So the farmer's market really is for everyone then.
See? It really is.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything you think we missed? Anything else you want to share with our listening audience?
Support your local farmers and your local farmers markets. It's where it's at.
Actually, I'm sorry. I do have one more thing. Tell us about food security.
Food security. It's really important. This is something that's not talked about a lot, but it's real important that those folks who are most at risk, which is our young children and our seniors, that they get a healthy diet, that they get fresh fruits and vegetables, and that they have access to that. And it's important for communities to find ways to make sure that the seniors who can't afford to not only to buy their prescriptions and get fresh fruits and vegetables all the time have access to that through community programs and anything that you can do to help support that. So I would always encourage any community to take a look at that as part of a farmer's market management system and to work with your local departments of health and senior centers and meal sites to make sure that everybody's taken care of.
Sharon, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate you and everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you to our listening audience, and this is Wendemere Riley, the Health Chick, signing off. Make it a healthy day.